Jesus is Lord.
Jesu ke morena.
Whether you agree or you don't.
Udumela ka pa o sa dumele.
I'm just telling you.
Ke mpa ke ya o joetsa.
That one day.
Gore ka leleng.
Every knee shall bow.
Mangwele le
mangwele o sa tla confess.
Le malemo o tla bua hore Jesu
is Lord.
Ke morena.
There is no other name by which you can be saved.
Ha hona le bitso le leng o ka boloka ha ka lona.
Except the name Jesus.
Ka ntle o le bitso la Jesu.
Eh bazalwane. Jesu ke morena.
Jesus is Lord.
You don't want to discover beyond the grave.
How about you pona so le ka nngana ho le bitla?
Don't say I didn't.
O se ke ba re ha wa
bo jetsi. What is the date today?
Eh ke di kae ka jeko le?
Ke di 7. I get
is the 7th.
Ta
of April 2024.
Don't say you didn't know.
O se ke ba re ha wa bo
jetsi. Jesus is Lord.
Jesu ke morena.
He is the way, the truth and the life.
Ke na ke tsela nnete le bophelo.
Ha
hona yang ho ntate.
Except through him.
Ka sa ifela ka yena.
Na ngudla ke re ba zana.
Amen.
So we thank you. If you're visiting us for the first time, we want to welcome you.
Want
to just wave your hand where you at. Molin tem fellow man abu yakala na us vagashela today.
Hi, bawa kala kuta ho chakela.
Yeah. So Bazalan, thank you. This has been a very exciting week for me. All kinds of battles. Some of you know, some of you don't know.
Those who
are praying, you know. I hope the demons that were fighting me did not attack you
well. I hope
that
demon
physically, mentally, anything you can imagine. But here's what you have to understand. Whenever you are in conflict, whenever you are under attack of any sort, you don't have the luxury of feeling sorry for yourself. Because when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, you signed up for that battle. When you become a child of God, you become the enemy of the devil and demons. You engage in a cosmic battle where the Bible says our battle is not against flesh and blood. So you can't be sitting there feeling sorry for you. And sometimes people think when we preach like this, we are being insensitive.
I'm not being insensitive.
I'm trying to help you understand that the devil has no sympathy for a child of God. Not even for a sinner. So, today as we look into the aspect of idolatry, my intention is to help you to do two things. One, take a rightful position firmly. In other words, when you meet your family and friends and they hold different opinions and they come against you because you hold an opposing view, you are not moved. You are able to walk away without changing your position. I've told you before, I walked away from my mother and uncles and every other person to stay away because they were opposing the Lordship of Jesus Christ. But I was already helped by the word of God to know where to stand. Guess who joined the other later? They all joined my side. Because I was not sympathetic to a demonic stance. I know some of you are sympathetic. Personally, I was willing to go and sleep in the streets and do whatever is necessary to maintain this one confession. Jesus is Lord. They threatened me with all kinds of things.
It
makes no difference. It makes no difference even today. That is why it still makes no difference to me whether some members of our church are educated, they are moneyed, they are poor. It makes no difference. All are children of God. They have the same value. If they are children of God, then they are valuable. They are not. They cannot be classed and categorized. No one is better than the other because of their achievement. Because the only achievement that makes them valuable is the finished work of the cross of Jesus.
Now that you have money,
you know, I always tell you, right? When you have lots of money,
when you, how
makes
does
no difference to me. It has no value to me personally. It has no value to the gospel. It makes you no better than any other. You understand?
Amen.
If you are poor,
how
I don't necessarily have pity for you. Because you're not supposed to live in pity. I have a responsibility to teach you to get out of pity and live like a priest, like a child of God, like a daughter of a king, like a king who has been brought by the blood of
Jesus.
I don't have an ach shame statement for you. That is why then people get offended all the time. Those who love self-pity, they want us to always ach shame, lovey.
They always love.
When we don't do it, they leave.
Tama.
Amen. Because we're not raising sissies. We are raising warriors. The Bible says the battle is not against flesh and blood. And this battle, my friend, does not end.
I fail.
Can
you hear me?
If you want the church more,
if you want the church where they say to you,
every sermon is about hutaluka.
They keep hutaluka on saying it's going to be okay.
No. Go there. There's
a time to say,
but hutaluka
it's going to be okay
when you fight, not when you sleep.
It will be okay if you fight, not when you withhold.
You know, I was sick and you guys prayed. And I knew God wanted me to preach in another church. And I woke up still feeling sick and I went and I preached. You must ask those who were there
what the Lord did.
Because we are soldiers, not sissies. I don't know. This is not the preaching. I don't even know why. But hey, either way,
you must know,
rich or
poor,
just line up with one understanding. You are a child of God. You can't be overestimating yourself because you have money, or underestimating yourself because you don't. In the army,
how is
we then take our poverty or our riches. We take our bravery. Sharp.
Amen.
I hope whoever that was for, you got it.
I hope whoever
idolatry, that we have to kill idolatry in our hearts. So I have I tried to do some notes, but
these
ones are not the notes. These are just revision. We said idolatry is directed to animate beings and inanimate. Animate
is the things that are living, is the living things.
Whether it's people, animals, or spirits, those are animate things. Inanimate things are the non-living things.
So we said,
the first object of idolatry, we said, is yourself.
And then
other humans, spirits and animals. And we covered inanimate things. Nature, handcrafted, forged objects, materialism, abstracts. But here's the statement I want you to remember.
If it's not, sorry.
But here's what I want you, if you don't write anything from what I say today, this is the one thing I want you to remember.
If
you can write it down, write it down. The greatest struggle of our obedience the greatest struggle of our obedience is not in what Christ wants us to do for him, but rather in being like him whilst doing it. The greatest struggle of our obedience is not in what Christ wants us to do for him, but rather in being like him whilst doing it. Did I read it for the last time? The greatest struggle of our obedience is not in what Christ wants us to do for him, but rather in being like him whilst doing it. And the second part says, it is not even doing it like him that matters most. It is not even doing it like him that matters most. Okay, because of time, I'm going to try and freestyle some of this stuff. I'll send you the notes
again.
So, Bazalan, let's start here. So that
you can understand what he's trying to portray across.
An idolater is a person who has decided to find another source other than God for their welfare.
Is
a person who has found another mediator between God and himself other than
Jesus.
Is a person who has decided to find another source of power other than the Holy Spirit. Now, I have to try and go through this thing fast.
So you'll
keep up again?
Yeah, I'll try.
Because now I'm just getting into Ferrari style.
Amen.
When you think about what Jesus says in the book of John chapter
4,
he speaks of what God seeks. What God seeks is what pleases him. And God would not go around looking for what does not bring him glory. And so the Bible says in John chapter 4 verse 23 to 24, the time is coming and the time now is when the worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
For
such the Father seeks.
Because when God comes to his people,
I'm looking for people
that are going to worship him, who are going to give him glory, who are going to give him glory.
Such the people
because
bring me pleasure. They bring me one thing I don't share, glory. Are you following? God does not share his what? His glory. But the only way to bring God through glory is when you worship him. When you worship him, you ascribe to him his supremacy above every other thing. In other words, you separate him from creation. You stand in the class of your own. Now, but God has created beings. Of the beings that have will, he has created angels and people. Now, these ones, because they have a will, they are spirits, they have a longing to be like God. That is why the Bible says of Lucifer, it says in your heart,
Even here the
says in your heart, you said, I want to be like the Most High. In other words, I want to be worshipped. I want to be adored. Therefore, there is a battle for worship. So God wants worship. In Luke chapter 4 and Matthew 24, the Bible says the devil reveals his heart to Jesus. He says to Jesus, look, I will give you the kingdoms of the world if you can just give me one thing.
How can Pafela and Toilingwe
worship? And Jesus explains to the devil that worship is reserved for but one. It is written, you shall worship him alone. Are you still there?
Amen.
Now we see the devil as wanting worship. But what is worship? Worship is ascribing to someone adoration because of their attributes. You look at him and you say you are omnipotent, you are super powerful, you are omnipresent, you are everywhere, you can do anything, you are sovereign, you are beautiful. You look at him and you say you deserve the best. Are you following?
Amen.
Now, the devil, the Bible says, you looked at your beauty. In other words, the devil does not seek worship without a recognition of his attributes. The devil figured,
it
says, you corrupted your character on behalf of your, because of your beauty. So an idolater has to look at himself or herself first and say, on account of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I deserve. Are you still following? I'm sure you are understanding why you and I are idolaters. Are you following?
Amen.
Now, as a result, God says, I hate idolatry.
Because
idolatry is when a creation looks at itself in its limited attributes and diminishes the magnificent attributes of God.
The creation look within itself. But, and then it says, the way I'm so beautiful, the way that I'm so managed, the way I have this and that and that, says even God does not compare.
And then believes I deserve. Are you still there? So, the point I'm running on with this morning, because I'm trying not to follow the
Lord,
is this. Is that when you cannot worship yourself, you need to find something else to worship. Now, today I'm going into that arena of idolatry that you and I know. In Ephesians chapter 2, it speaks of the God of this world.
It says
he's the God of the air. The spirit that is upon the sons of disobedience. So now, it calls Satan the God of the air, the God of this world. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, it calls him that. It says, "U Satan engunkulunkulu walelizwe ubaphuphuthelisile."
He says, "The Satan, as the God of this world, has blinded those who don't believe."
Are you still there? So now, for you to understand how we move from self-idolatry to spiritual idolatry, you need to understand what happens between the realm of the flesh and the realm of the spirit. Here on earth, God had given man to rule. Are you there?
Amen.
In the spirit realm, who's the God of the air? Satan.
Satan.
Now you must understand, it's in the spirit's realm. It's not in God's realm. Are you there?
Amen.
So now, if everything stayed the way it was, the God of the earth would have been Adam. Given to rule, we were given an instruction, have dominion here. Are you following? Who would be in the realm of the spirit? Satan. Because he had already fallen. And God is seated far high above. But as I taught you before, every realm that is underneath is subservient to the one on top.
It's more powerful than the one that is beneath.
Are you following?
Amen.
So in other words, so we would rule here, Satan would not necessarily have a jurisdiction. But the devil wanted to rule here
and here.
And he appealed to Eve's inner being. He put that desire, he stirred it. And when Eve and Adam gave off their right, guess what? They gave the devil a jurisdiction over two realms. That is why when Gabriel wanted to come to earth to give Daniel his answer, guess who he met? You can't go to earth unless you pass by us. Because what happens on earth has to pass through us. If God is doing something, he has to pass that realm. That is why God decided when you get born again, I will give you a different position. You move from a realm of the earth in authority. Guti wa now, you were raised with Christ. You were seated with him in the heavenly places. Far high above the principalities and the powers. So in the flesh, we walk on earth. Are you following?
Amen.
But in authority, where are we sitting? Far above the realm of the spirit. But remember, what happens in the flesh has already happened in the spirit. Because the spirit life gives birth to the flesh life. That is why the people who operate in the spirit, doesn't matter which spirit, they can see what is yet to happen in the flesh at three levels. The one level is a fleshly level through which spirit operates. How many of you have had dreams that actually happened? How many of you have had a deja vu? It's not some kind of a ban. A deja vu is that thing that you see happening and you like, I saw this thing before. Actually, this happened. You know that thing?
Amen.
How many of you have had that experience? How come you saw the thing before it happened, and when it happens, you know you've seen it?
It's
because you are a spirit being. So your spirit has tapped into the spirit world to capture what has happened there. Are you following? So this is where it just happens. You have not tapped into the demonic or the divine. You have just tapped into the spirit because you are a spirit man. Then there's the demonic. Which means the demons and angels also know what is yet to happen. That is why, by the Spirit of God, God says, I will pour my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will what? They will prophesy. How do we know? Because Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will also show you what is yet to. Are you following? Let me ask you. Do you think demons don't know that? Remember, what is in the flesh has already happened in the
spirit
world.
Creates
the fleshly reality. What does that tell you? It tells you that demons can prophesy. Demons can tell the future. Demons can bring sickness and remove sickness. Are you there?
Amen.
I am going somewhere to do a training in Centurion. Let me just read this verse because these are the things I wanted to explain to you.
When I send you these verses,
I'm just going to skip the rest. I want us to go. Let's go to Leviticus 19:31. I'm just going to read this
Leviticus 19:31.
In Leviticus 19:31, it says, do not turn to mediums or necromancers. Do not seek them out and so make yourself unclean by them. I am the Lord your God.
Amen.
I'm going to explain some things, but listen to what the Bible says. It says, when you consult these people, you make yourself what? Unclean. Let's go to verse
19,
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19. And when they say to you, inquire of the mediums and the necromancers who chirp and mutter, should not people inquire of God, of their God? Should they inquire of the dead on behalf of the living? Did you hear that?
Amen.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 18.
Deuteronomy 18.
I'm just going to stand these things to you, but my God. Deuteronomy 18, Deuteronomy 9 to 14, it says, when you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominable practices of those nations.
Do not follow the abominable detestable ways of those people or those nations.
Do you hear what God calls it? He says,
these things that people are doing are detestable before him.
I'm sure Manyala understands.
I don't want to emphasize that, but I'm sure Manyala, you understand.
There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens or a sorcerer or a charmer or a medium or a necromancer or one who inquires of the dead. For who whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord. And because of this abomination, the Lord your God is driving them out before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. Chapter 20 of the same book, Leviticus 20, verse 6. It says, if a person turns to mediums and necromancers, whoring after them. Do you hear what the strong language the
Bible uses there?
It says whoring with these things. You hear how God hates these things. I will set my face against that person and will cut him off from among the people. I'll send you all the verses. But the Bible says, if you find any of them, kill them. Do what?
Kill them.
So, let's just get this right. A witch, a wizard, a medium, a sorcerer, fortune teller, a necromancer, if you found them,
how
about fumana, kill them.
Babu lie.
They are an abomination to me. I won't have the time to finish this thing, but I want you to understand. So when you go to 1 Corinthians 11, it says,
These things
are a sacrifice. These people serve demons.
Ne?
Amen.
So
now let's just run through the idea and go send a man. How many of you grew up putting red and blue?
Amen.
And green.
So
those are part of what they call chamas.
They are chamas. But we also tell you that we used to put ropes. Yeah, so don't be shy. Don't be ashamed of your
ispandla. Now, you need to understand,
Bazalwane.
Why are you putting those things? To protect you? In other words, you have substituted God for a string. You have, now listen, in the past, amongst black people, we did not necessarily have what we call ancestral worship. We had ancestral mediation.
So a necromancer
is someone who raises the dead and speaks to them, like you saw that clip that is moving around. Where someone says, "I have called your uncle, Ut, and there are mediums." Mediums are the ones that are in the middle. They speak on behalf of the dead to the living and the living to the dead. Kiba tuwa mona bele babita ndi sangoma. Some of you go to these ones, Basebedi Sammedi. They use water. They are fortune tellers. These people, the Bible says, they come, they are embodied by spirits that speak through the dead and speak what is yet to come. Acts chapter 16 tells us, it says, there was a young woman who had the spirit of foretelling things. The Bible, yes, it's Zuliti. Kona always fazan owenomoya wobungoma. Are you following these things? So either you are given a charm, you have an enchanter. You know what is an enchanter? Those buzz. Makosi. They are invoking spirits. Now here's the thing. The Bible says if such people were found in the Old Testament, they were to be killed. Because they are an abomination, they serve demons, and they defile people. Bayali sila fata, bayangoli somangabe wena, uhambo fangale zinto zabu, uyangola pamgo nkulunkulu, utunkulunkulu, I will spit you out. Because you took creation and submitted my power with demonic powers. Basically, piping. When we go, emisebenzini. Hari emisebenzini yabadim. The Bible says, Paul says, do I say an idol is anything? No, it's nothing, it's useless. Do I say the food is such a lava pants is anything? No, it's useless. Engushoyo is that these people are not sacrificing to God. They are sacrificing to demons. That's what he says. That is why they have to do libations. But kritele kazi pants. Safunda the other time where the Bible says in Psalms, the psalmist says, I have not put libations for them. Why do they put libations? Because the life of a thing is in its blood. My umangabe now ukritikas. You feeding a demonic spirit to feed off your life. Besu ya mangala. Kina lidi bad. Are you that dumb? So the Bible says, do not consult the dead on behalf of the living. Kumbula, that time we read, the Bible says, when you do that, when you sacrifice idols, you will suffer the most. And it's iPhone. It's not me who says these things. That's what I read. Now you read it. Eh? You will suffer. That is why people who always sacrifice every year live in fear. I'm yet to find one who doesn't. Because our God has one mediator, and this mediator does not ask of anything from us. He comes, he dies, and he makes a sacrifice. But their mediator is a cruel mediator. He wants a cow when he was poor himself. Worst case, he was even a vegetarian. Not even by choice. But when he's dead, suddenly, he wants things he never provided. And for some strange reason, he's always angry and cold. And I understand why Nihlega, some of you, because you are free, but some of your family members are not free yet. So I'm just saying, put it in your head that this is demonic oppression. And the reason you enter that is because before that idolatry, there was self-idolatry. There was, I want to be like so-and-so. I want to be better than. You see, it didn't start by saying, Mina, I want to be a Satanist. Who's that crazy? For what reason? Nobody wants to be anything wicked other than their wicked desires driving them. You know, when we were young, I remember us thinking, hey, what do you want to be? I want to be invisible. Why? So that I can get into the bank. You remember that, I guess? I want to be a fly, or I want to be something. You are hearing what you are saying. I want to have demonic powers so that I can feed my fleshly desires. That is why I say self-idolatry leads to demonic activity. And so for you to understand why the devil has a role, Scott, you have to hear the names of the devil. Diabolos, you know that name. Some of you don't even know that name. Diabolos, the divider, the one who brings division. Satan, the accuser, the devil, the liar, the murderer. All the things that the devil is, as soon as your desires make you a self-idolater, you are going to manifest those things. Who? I had an argument with my mother. I think that day, clap was very near. Except that I was very... I asked my mother this question. I said, you say people bewitch us, bewitch you. And now you call these guys to defend us. Aren't these guys bewitching them in return? So, if we defeat them, Rebaloi Baba Fitan then. Very close. Are you following what I'm saying? So, don't think that your Sangoma is the only demon person.
The one who induces him to do such is also a witch and a wizard. And agir, agim moan. Are you following, Bazana? Tell us, man, we can't finish. We'll finish off next week or next year or whenever. Paul says, I don't want you to be partakers on the tables of demons. He says, are you stronger than God? Do you want to make him jealous? Are you more powerful than him? Saints, fear God and save your lives. This thing of wanting to see how far you can get with these demonic things, you're not going to get out of it. The sad thing is, you are more powerful than that. Only if you took the right steps. Only if you realize that in the blood of Jesus Christ, in the power of his name. Tina, we don't want to pray, but we want supernatural activities. Let me tell you, the only supernatural activity you will get without prayer is demonic. I tell you, the Bible says it is impossible to please God, Hebrews 11:6, without what? Faith. Because he who comes to him must first believe that God is. He is he who said he is. He's the great I am, the supreme provider, the father of all spirits. He's above all things. And it says he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you hearing? He's a what? Rewarder. He's a reward. He will manifest to those who diligently seek him. But some of us, you want to skim some, you want to, what's the other thing you like? Don't tell me. But that thing that you like, that keeps you away from prayer. You want to do all these things and still expect God. That is why you will be a manipulator. That is why if I don't pray that you love Jesus, I will have to come here and say, God has spoken to someone to give me a car. I don't want your car. I want you to love Jesus. I want you to give your all to Jesus. I want you that even when you have lost everything one day, you are still saying from the rising of the sun to the setting down of the same, Jesus is Lord.